Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Woo!
Season 13.
Oh my gosh.
Premiere.
Girl, we deep in them double digits. Season 13. Y'all, season 13. We are deep in them double digits. Okay. But we missed y'all. We hope you missed us too.
Yes.
We got a lot of catching up to do. So how you doing, Toya?
I'm here. Yes. Oh my gosh. So much has transpired since season 12.
Yes.
I'm so excited though to be here. A little tired.
Yeah.
But also excited about the things that God is doing.
Yes. Okay. Now you got to bring us up to speed. Okay. Just give us the cliff notes. But for those that may have missed the big reveal at the end of season 12, tell us what you have been up to this summer.
Well, we officially launched Rays of Hidden Light Academy. Yes. It is a learning center, also known as a micro school. So a small personalized learning environment geared towards neurodivergent students in 6th through 12th grade.
Love it.
It is also open for typical students as well.
Amen.
Really any student that can benefit from a more personalized learning environment. We focus on academics in the morning, creative pods in the afternoons, because many autistic children or neurodivergent children have natural gifts and talents that they're really good at, such as music, art, podcasting, filmmaking, clothing design, coding, gaming. The list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So we try to cultivate those natural gifts and talents, as well as expose them to other giftings that they might not even know that they might be gifted in. Mm-hmm. So that is a big mission of ours, is to cultivate our learners and help them uncover and discover who they are and why they were created to be who they are. So yeah, that's what I've been busy doing, launching it. It's been fun. We've got a Sunflower 250 campaign going on.
Yes.
So if you have not seen the campaign on our website at raysofhiddenlightacademy.org, you're just going to simply click on the tab that has the sunflower and says Sunflower 250 campaign. On there, you'll see a live board campaign, and you can contribute anywhere from $1 to $250 on the board, and you are directly donating to the school, so avoiding all the third-party processing fees. And once you donate, there's a Google form on that webpage that you fill out to confirm your donation, and then the box turns gold, which means that number has been claimed, and then the white ones are the ones that have not been claimed. So be sure to claim a sunflower, 1, 2, maybe 3. Some have claimed multiple sunflowers, but those funds will help with learning resources, the creative pod equipment, field trip experiences, tuition, even for some students that want to attend but may not be able to afford the tuition. So it can help lower those prices for them. So any donation that you would like to contribute, we will be so grateful for. So check it out at the website at Rays of Hidden Light Academy. And thank you so much for all the support you guys have already been showing me.
Woo woo! Love it. I'm here for it. All right. So y'all might notice we got a little setup here in the front. Okay. All right. We're doing something a little different for the season premiere. Some of you may be familiar with a show that involves eating hot wings. I'll just say that. We will not say the name of the show. And so we thought it would be a little fun to do a version of that, you know, BE style, if you will.
Yes. Okay?
So we've got a series of questions to just catch up on how what we've been up to, of course, and, you know, weigh in on some hot topics and what's trending. And then also, you know, get in the deep end a little bit. We're going to turn up the heat a little bit. So let's start with the mild. Okay. So for the mild, you can choose between hot tamales or buffalo sauce. Okay.
Hot tamales.
Hot tamales. All right. All right.
Hot tamales are my favorite go-to candy for when we go to the movies.
I had no idea.
I love some hot tamales. Yes.
I feel like I've learned something new about you.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought you were like Twizzlers or something.
I like Twizzlers.
Okay. Okay.
And Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes. You and my husband have that
and
a lot.
Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
For sure. But this is my go-to for at the dollar store.
Uh-huh.
And they're usually out of them too.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So they're popular. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I don't know. For some reason, I'm not really a candy girl, but I will say this once a year. And I'm very particular. It's not the full size. It's not the fun size. It's the minis. And they are the Snickers minis, like the little squares. I'm here for it. I don't know what it is. I feel like maybe it's the perfect ratio of like chocolate, peanuts, and caramel, but like only that size. Don't give me the fun size. Don't give me the regular size. It doesn't taste the same to me. Those miniatures, though, I'll just grab a couple throughout the day before you know it, girl. I'm an 8-10.
I need to put that in my notes for the next time. You know, it's time to get you a gift.
Yes.
I'm going to get you some miniature M&Ms. I mean, not M&M Snickers.
Yes, yes. And they don't have to be a lot because, like I said, I will eat a bunch of them. Usually, Chris will give me the little candy cane with the that's full of them, and I'll just, that'll be my little sweet treat, and I'm good. Don't give me the whole bag because I will eat it, and I don't need to eat it. So, but yeah, so not much of a candy girl, but that is my one thing. I think growing up, I did Kit Kats. That was my thing. I did like sour. I had a Sour Patch phase as well. So, but yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
Buffalo sauce.
Okay. So, we're ready for round one. Mild. Ready? Here we go.
Round one.
And go. Oh, my God.
This mild is actually delicious for me. This is not torture right now.
I don't know why. Maybe I was thinking because maybe I was hoping it would taste like a buffalo wing or something. It's hot, though. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Oh, if you hear me going like this in the microphone, I'm just trying to get it right. Oh, okay. You go ahead and start talking in.
Okay.
What are your...
So, mine's struggling over there.
Yeah. What are your three summer highlights? Take it away.
Okay. If you followed me on my personal page, LaToya Moore, you will see that my oldest daughter and I went on a cruise. It was her first cruise summer.
Mm-hmm.
We cruised to Mexico. We did a tour once we got there. Mm-hmm. So it was her first time on a boat. So mm-hmm. she was super excited. Her sisters were super jealous, super mad. I got all kinds of evil looks all summer long leading up to it.
Oh, Lord.
Like when Ryla opened her gift and saw that she was going on a cruise, like the pouty faces started like immediately. They're like, why can't we all go?
Aww.
And I said, well, when you turn 13, we'll go on a special trip just for you.
They have something to look forward to.
Yes. So that was a highlight. And then going to Jacksonville, Florida for our family trip.
Okay.
We hung out with Uncle Reese
hey.
And his family. So, if you don't know who Uncle Reese is, can you do the song?
Worship until I pass out. There is no other option. Oh, y'all, that was a joint.
Yes.
Hard in the paint. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
So, we hung out with Uncle Reese and his family. It was so beautiful, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to the beach, the ocean. We fished. at the ocean using little baby crabs too.
Oh my Lord.
Mason was freaking out.
I'm sure.
But it was a really fun and relaxing family trip. Yay. And then the other highlight was painting and putting Rays of Hidden Light Academy together as a family. I was able to purchase furniture from auctions. Mm-hmm. Furniture was donated, Facebook Marketplace, and I pieced it all together. My husband painted. I painted the logo. The kids helped. It was a family. It was all together a family effort.
That's what's up. That's awesome. That's awesome.
What about you? Your summer highlights.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So y'all know, well, you might not, but I am a spring summer girl. Okay. I'm here for spring. That's my birthday season. So I usually kick things off in the spring. And then I love summer. Like I could live in tank tops and flip flops all year round. Like I'm here for it. And so for me, I would say the first thing was I was super intentional about slowing down. And y'all have probably heard me say this before, like, take time to slow down, especially during the summertime, because before you know it, kids are going back to school, the weather's cooling down, and you looking up like, did I even do anything this summer? Did I take a break? Did I go anywhere? Did I take a vacation? Like, and that's important. So I always encourage people during the summertime and during the holidays, get your break in. You know, you will need it. You will need it for when things start ramping up. So we did. We took a lot of long weekends, you know, a lot of Fridays off, Mondays off, and just really slowed down. So I was grateful for that. And then I would also say, too, shout out to y'all, one of our day ones, okay, Journey, formerly Charmin, now Casanave, got married. She got married over the summer. Journey was one, this is my cousin. She was one of our first producers, like literally our first day of us recording Becoming Eva. She was in the studio supporting. Your sister Cece was in the studio supporting. Shout out to Cece. And so she got married over the summer. Super excited for her. Congratulations. And
congratulations, Journey.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Beautiful bride too. And beautiful wedding. It was just awesome to see her take that milestone, but also to have family in town. Like we have pockets of family here, but to see, you know, I'm always reminded when everybody comes together, like, oh my gosh, I love and miss my family so much. So it was like a mini reunion, and it was under beautiful circumstances. So that was always a plus, to just see everybody, spend time with each other, celebrate, and just have a good time. So that would be my second highlight. And then my third highlight, God really provided opportunities for me this summer to monetize my gift and just kind of remind me like, hey, I see you. I haven't forgotten about you. I have a purpose and a plan for you. Like, you know, there is more basically that I'm doing in your life. And so I had the opportunity to do spoken word for Juneteenth at a church. So that was really cool. And then I also got, I was able to had an opportunity to do some voiceover work. So that was really fun as well. And for a great cause, like it's basically a project. It's like a walking pilgrimage project that helps you reconnect with your body, you know, the way God intended, and not just, you know, your spirit or your soul, but like your body is what houses that. Your body is what, you know, the Lord intentionally chose to house the Holy Spirit. And so getting in touch with that, and as a result of getting in touch with your body again, loving your body again, taking care of your body again, you know, so it was really a really insightful project, and I just felt blessed to be a part of it. So, but both of those I felt like were opportunities where God was just reminding me like, hey, you know, I have plans for you, you know, to prosper, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So it's always a blessing for me to be able to use my gifts, to monetize them, and to impact lives in the process. So, yeah, those I would say are probably my three summer highlights.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. I think are we ready for number two?
Are we ready? Or medium?
We're going to see. Let's go to medium, shall we? Okay, so medium, we've got spicy sriracha sauce, and we've got hot fries. So what's your verdict? What do you think?
I think I want the hot fries.
Okay, all right. You go for the hot fries. I'm going to do the spicy sriracha. Oh, let's see. All right.
Hot fries.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
Right, here we go. I can smell it.
Yeah, actually not that bad. The hot pie? It's, how you doing?
It's, to me, honestly, it's kind of better. Like, I don't know if it's the after, though. The after may get me. I might need a sip of water. It's the after. It's the after. And I smelled it in my nose. Hold on.
I definitely need the water on that one, too.
Y'all, we G's. Because if you know what show we're talking about, they have water, but they also have ice. They got ice cream. They got milk. We roughing it out with the water here, okay? But we making it. We making it.
Yes.
All right. So, next question for Medium. What we got?
Yes. So, it's the summer loving.
Oh, summer loving. Okay, okay. So, usually we do a series called, like, hookups and breakups. Actually, we had a lot of hookups, you know. And in the spirit, you know, we just celebrated my cousin Journey's wedding. There were a lot of celebrity weddings, too. And some of them I was kind of shocked by. I was like, oh, they made it to the altar. So, praise God. First one being this. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Did you think they were going to make it to the altar?
I did not, but congratulations.
I know, right? She settled down. I just knew. I was like, okay, we know the cycle here. You date somebody, you break up with them, you write a song about them. But they stuck it out. They stuck it out. They made it to the altar. So, praise God. Like, that's a beautiful thing. I will say this. One of my friends asked me, because y'all know Taylor Swift is a billionaire. And I mean, of course, Travis Kelce is a professional athlete, so he has his own money. But at the same time, Taylor Swift is a billionaire. And they asked me, I want to know your thoughts. Do you think she should have him or should have had him sign a prenup?
My honest opinion, I would.
Wow.
Yeah. If I had $1 billion mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I wasn't 100% sure mm-hmm. of my partner's motives mm-hmm, with me, mm-hmm. I would. Now, I say this thinking, okay, if, for example, you have kids and you might have been married at one point, and you're a billionaire and you want to get remarried and the other person is not in the same, like, status, mm-hmm. then even though they could appear to be like 100% in mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't know. I think I would put some stipulations in there in that prenup just to ensure that they are with me for the right reasons. They're not saying they can't have access to the mm-hmm. money while we're married, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of scenarios when these artists, they get married mm-hmm. and they get divorced. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time these female artists, I think Toni Braxton is the person that comes to mind, mm-hmm. Where mm-hmm. she has to pay spousal support
yeah.
to her.
Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy to yeah. me. And sometimes they're not even married yeah. that long.
Or they didn't have children.
Or children. Mm-hmm. And they get a divorce. And yeah. then you have to support mm-hmm. your ex-husband.
I get
He's
it.
He's like, were you with me with the purpose of the payday? Like, yeah. I don't know.
I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you are making it all the way to the altar, hopefully you know by then whether or not what that person's motives are. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And I get it. People can change. Situations and circumstances can change. But I'm like, hopefully you know. Hopefully the Holy Spirit has, if you're a believer. The Holy
if you're
Spirit
a believer.
To you, okay, this is the person you are to marry. And then also, too, though, part of me feels like prenups are like preparation for divorce. Like, it's always like in the back of your mind, like it's a possibility. So I don't know. It's hard. I get it. If you've established yourself and you have, you know, you've built this career, you know, you want to protect it. And, you know, if you have children or what have you. But I'm like, I feel like you can make those preparations or those provisions like outside of the marriage. Like you can put a trust aside for your children if they're from a previous marriage or something like that. Like, you know what
but
I'm saying?
You also might not know if that person's really good at handling money, or they might be, that's like true. Trying to spend so much. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
But I'm like, again, if they're not as good as money, hopefully they would entrust that to you or to somebody else to handle. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mm-hmm. That's pretty prideful to be like, I'm bad with money, but I want to handle it. I'm like, no, that's not wise. We know that's not your strength. So let's get an accountant, or, you know, if I'm better at it or whatever, like, you still have access to it, like you said, or visibility to it. So I don't know, y'all. Let us know. That's a tough one. That's mm-hmm. a tough one. So, okay. But anyways, we don't wish divorce on anybody. So we don't wish divorce on Taylor and Travis. We thank God that they made it to the altar and pray that they, first of all, come to know the Lord if they don't already. And second of all, that they, you know, that their marriage glorifies God. So we wish them all the best. All right. Another celebrity couple that got married. And this was actually a singer and athlete too. Coco Jones and Donovan Mitchell.
Congratulations.
Yes. Now, I think this is the cutest couple. What I love about them is they dated under the radar. And like, literally, you know, at the height of their careers. I mean, Coco's doing her thing, you know, performing here, performing there, rising up the charts. And then Donovan Mitchell, if I'm not mistaken, I think he got a ring while they were dating, like a basketball ring. He got a ring for her too, but we didn't know it at the time. But then they popped up and said they were engaged. And I don't even think people knew they were dating, which I thought was like pretty cool, because they were like, we're going to protect this part of our lives because everything else is like already out there. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was pretty cool. And I think about my sister-in-law used this analogy or metaphor about, like, you know, like when you are, how like true photography, you're developing the photos in the dark room, you know. And she was saying, like, how, you know, during that time of the relationship developing, you want to make sure that it's developing us into something that will last before you expose it to other people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was really cool that they did that.
And shout out to Portia Love.
Yes. I know that
she did that she as did. Well.
Check out the interview. We interviewed her after she popped out and said, I'm engaged. And everybody's like, what? To who? You've been dating? Like, and they, I cannot believe they just celebrated 2 years of marriage.
I know. I can't believe 2 years went by that fast.
But they are the cutest. Like, shout out to y'all. And we gotta have you back with hubby. We said we're gonna do that. Okay. And then the last one here, Karl Anthony Towns, another basketball player, and Jordan Woods, who I believe is an influencer. And so she actually, what stuck out to me about this couple is, and again, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but from my understanding, they were dating a long time. He had some other relationships. I don't know if they were extramarital or not extramarital. I don't know if he cheated on her or if they were on a break. You know, I believe he even fathered some children, you know, and had settlements and all that stuff. But she married him. So my question is, would you marry somebody that cheated on you?
No, that's just me, though.
She said that with the quickness, y'all. No.
No, those are just my standards that I've, you know, I established for myself. Mm-hmm. I think it's a red flag if they're cheating before you guys get married. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that you need to really investigate. Mm-hmm. It's not for me, though.
I mean, yeah, it takes a special woman. I'm just going to say. But my thing is, you know, if you're not married and they're cheating, like, I feel like it's only going to get worse, mm-hmm. quite honestly. But yeah. I pray this isn't the case for them. I think about two, though, recently, and she's an actress and singer as well. Soraya, I think I'm saying her name correctly. She just broke off her engagement and she did it publicly. She posted something on social media and it was due to infidelity. So, I mean, you got both sides of the coin where it's like, all right, I trust you. I'm gonna stick it out. Let's get married. Or nope, red flag. I'm moving on. So I don't know. You be the judge. But I will say, in any event, they are now one. They have now tied the knot. So let's hope all the cheating is in the past. And again, that they come to know the Lord if they don't, and that their marriage glorifies him. Like, that's really the prayer. Like, marriage is hard, but it's beautiful. And, you know, I know God designed it to glorify him. So that's always my prayer, because I just get heartbroken. When divorce happens. Yeah. All right. Anything else on Summer Lovin'?
I think that's it for the Summer Lovin'.
Okay. We got one What's Trending. So let's hop into that before we hit our third round, okay?
Okay.
So you may or may not know this pastor, but he honestly, his platform has been growing like crazy over the last like 3 to 5 years. Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell, okay? He is the pastor of 2819 Church. So long story short, Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell has a podcast with another pastor, Tim Timberlake, all right? I believe they've done this podcast tour before and not charged. This year they're charging y'all. This year they're charging. You got to pay $69 to be in the room, $200 for VIP. Some people, Christians in general or specifically, are saying they're charging for the gospel or the good news or, you know, like ministry shouldn't be a business, you know, all those things. So want to get your feedback. What do you think? Like, do you think it's okay for them to charge for their podcast tour?
It's a podcast tour.
Facts.
So it's not a preaching tour.
Facts.
Where they're doing sermons.
I mean,
but it's a podcast. Mm-hmm. So yes, they might be talking about things of God on their podcast tour, but ministry costs.
Facts.
And I think especially church people, sometimes I feel like they don't fully understand what that cost really looks like. And then even with me launching Rays of Hidden Light Academy, and just seeing, you know, the cost of everything, and then people are not wanting to pay for services, or they want like 1,000 discounts.
It
costs.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can just work for free and do things for free.
Yeah.
Like, there's a cost associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, when he called the people ignorant.
I hear that part. I heard him call them brood of vipers, though. I do remember that. He was like, you brood of vipers.
He said that, like, oh. But he also called the people ignorant as well. I don't believe that was the appropriate place, like using the pulpit to chastise people.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see a lot of pastors sometimes will let their flesh get in the way and will use that pulpit platform to address certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the right platform to do that.
I can see that. I feel like I have a unique perspective on this for two reasons. Number one, was in ministry full-time on staff for over 10 years. Number two, I'm also an entrepreneur who is a Christian, who loves the Lord. And so I get it. I believe firmly that God, and you just heard me talking about it earlier, I believe God has called us to monetize our gifts. He wants us to enjoy what we do and to do what we were created to do, you know, in a way that we're able to support our families. We're able to contribute to growing the kingdom. So I don't think there's anything wrong with monetizing your gifts, you know. I will say, and ministry costs, y'all. They going on tour. We're not saying it costs money to go to the church. You could go to 2819 on any given Sunday and hear the word preached for free, hear the gospel for free, get saved, get to know the Lord for free. Like, we're not saying you should be charged to go to church, you know. This is a voluntary event that you can or cannot go to. And if you go, that's how much you pay. And the reality of it is it costs money to tour. You know,
mm-hmm.
It costs money to travel. You got to, you know, rent venues. You're paying for staff to come and support the event, equipment, like all the things. And so the gospel is free, but ministry costs. That's just the facts of it. That's just the nuts and bolts of it. It costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I will say this, and especially in the Black churches, I think that it is important for us to have more transparency when it comes to finances. I think a lot of Black Christians have this stigma where they feel like, especially if it, even if it looks, we don't even know, but if it looks like the pastor is doing well and better than most of his parishioners, then it's like, all right, what he doing with that money, you know? So I do believe transparency is key. You know, if you're spending it on staff, if you're spending it on the building, you know, I'm not saying everybody needs to know what the pastor's salary is, but I will say the pastor shouldn't determine what their salary is. That's what a board is for. That's what financial advisors are for. That's what accountants are for. So they determine what the pastor's salary is and you make it work. And then at the same time too, you know, you use your gift to make room. Like, your gift should make room for you in other places. Meaning, you know, if you're gifted in speaking, okay, then write a book, you know, get book sales, you know, take other speaking engagements with other events and organizations. Like, though, consult. Like, those are other ways that you can use your gift to and monetize it to supplement your income so that you're not living off the church. You know what I mean? Like, the church that you pastor. So all that to say, transparency is key. And then at the same time, you shouldn't be controlling the purse strings of your church if you're the pastor. There should be systems of accountability in place for that, so that it's not a temptation for you to abuse the money. So I will say that. But yeah, if you want to go to the podcast, then you're going to have to pay the money to go. If you want to see him for free, then you show up and stand in line like church. Everybody else. Yep. On Sunday. That's it. So anything else before we, we're about to go to round three, Lord Jesus.
Round three.
Are we ready for round three?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So for round three, we've got Flaming Hot Cheetos and this concoction of ginger and cayenne. I like ginger, so I feel like I'm going to take the ginger cayenne. I need to clear my sinuses anyways, but what are you?
I'm doing the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
You're doing the Cheetos? Okay.
Even though I don't like spicy stuff, but I will.
You've been a trooper.
I will participate.
You've been a trooper. Okay, all right. Ooh, this one, I'm going to take it to the head, y'all. It's the grand finale. I need to open up my sinuses anyway. I'm taking it to the head. We ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Actually, that one wasn't that bad to me. It's almost like orange juice with a kick. That one, I would, and probably because I put ginger in my smoothies, I could tolerate that one. Woo! All right, round three.
All of them were hot to me, except for my hot tamales.
You and them hot tamales. I did not know. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the hot tamales. Okay, round three, y'all. So, how do you keep cool, not just physically, but also emotionally?
Ooh, physically, I work out. I've been getting up at 5:15.
God bless you.
Four days at 5:15 at the gym, working out. So going on walks and just making sure that I'm doing self-care. When I was in my tier 2 leadership program, that was one of the things that they taught us, that many school leaders, they typically don't do a lot of self-care and their health normally declines. And so I'm trying to be more intentional at taking care of my body, exercising and eating healthy, making healthier choices, drinking enough water. I think that helps me stay cool physically, just like taking care of my temple. And then emotionally, pray. Praying is essential every single day. Spending time with God. I think that's how I'm able to stay cool emotionally. Like, I'm not a hot tempered person. I'm very calm and collected, and I can be assertive.
We know.
Why are you saying like that?
I'm just saying.
And sometimes it catches people off guard. Because they see maybe a young looking face. Like, everybody always thinks I'm younger than I am. Amen. So they think I'm young, innocent, don't know anything. So, and I've had that problem my entire life and still going on, where people, like, they judge me based on what they think I look like or whatever. But then, when I advocate for my kids, which I have to do, especially my kids with special needs. So whatever that looks like, I have to hold teachers accountable, schools accountable. I'll show up at your board meeting and speak up to advocate for my kids. That's the kind of person I am. I can advocate without yelling and screaming, but you will understand that I mean business when I am speaking.
That's good. That's good. I don't know, but I'm struggling. I'm not going to lie. Let me start with the physical. I feel like staying cool physically. I'm with you. You know, Chris and I have been doing a lot of neighborhood walks, like walking around our subdivision. So that's been a blessing. And at the same time, too, I have started using weights. I've been trying to be intentional about building up my muscle mass as well. I was a little intimidated, but if I'm walking, I'll use my light weights, and, you know, working out, I might have an arm day once a week or a leg day or something like that. So it's been helping. I could see results. I could see shifts. So definitely being mindful in that regard as far as taking care of myself. I love my hammock. I'm not going to lie, my hammock. Honestly, I use my hammock, though, more in the spring and the fall, because in the middle of the summer, it's just too bare. It's too unbearable. It's unbearable. I can't. So if we're walking, we're doing it early in the morning before it gets too hot. That's how we're keeping cool. Hydration. Mm-hmm. I can't stress that enough. You know, drinking your water. You could do a flavored. You could do sparkling. You know, there are just a lot of different ways that you can stay hydrated. There are fruits and vegetables that have a high water content, like cucumbers and tomatoes and watermelons. So, leveraging those to stay hydrated as well. And then, you know, on a good day, I'll get me some ice cream to stay cool too, you know. The emotional, the Lord. He has been, I need his help every day, because I will turn up on people. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I will turn up on people, and that's not the character of Christ. So God has really been trying to show me how to be clear, to articulate what my concerns are while still demonstrating the character of Christ. And like you said, prayer helps, making sure I'm spending time with him early in the morning to set the tone for the rest of my day. But I will say, too, one thing that has really helped me is worship. Like worship, literally crying out hallelujah, shouting and thanking and praising God like he's already done it, you know, like for the breakthrough, whether I see it or not, for the change or shift in circumstances, whether I'm experiencing it or not. And then even during the day, like during meetings or in between meetings, if I need to have worship music playing low, or, you know, just to help keep my mind stayed on him, but also above whatever may be immediately in front of me. It helps me to keep his perspective. So I would definitely say worship.
Yes, worship.
Any recommendations you have or tips for staying cool emotionally? I feel like you better at it than I am. I'm like, Lord, help me. I'm just saying.
The main thing is prayer and just being connected to God on a daily basis and praying throughout your day, not just in the morning and not just, you know, when you need something, but constant communication through God and worship. Mm-hmm. I always got like my Alexa playing worship music in the background, or while I'm cleaning and while I'm folding laundry, just like the worship music and praying. Yeah. I pray with my kids in the car on the way to school. Mm-hmm. I'm dropping them off. I'm praying. We pray together at night with the kids. Just like constant prayer.
Amen. That's good. All right. Well, y'all, we're about to close out. But first, we got to do top picks. Anything you've been reading, watching, listening to, doing, consuming that you recommend to others?
Yes. So, top picks for me, I have been watching Silo, and I have been reading A Woman's Influence by Toni Gaskins. Mm-hmm. I actually been listening to it on audio, and, you know, that's how I'm able to read, like traveling in the car, because my days are so packed with so many different things. So I don't have time to actually physically sit down and read a book for leisure. but I do try to get my reading in that way. Mm-hmm. So that's the book that I'm reading. Silo's pretty cool. It's on Apple TV. And my husband and I have been watching that one.
Yay! Love a good show that you could watch with your spouse. That's what's up.
Yes.
I will say, okay, and I honestly, I haven't been binging many shows. I will say, though, and this is really because, well, first of all, we love movies, me and my husband. So we do a lot of movie nights. And because also we're filmmakers and writers, we've been watching a lot of independent films to kind of look at how it was produced, how it was written, you know, things of that nature. And so, and there's a lot of good content out there, a lot of good positive Christian content out there too, that may have a sci-fi element or may have an action component or may have a thriller component. So that's been really cool to like to watch. So we actually just watched one called A Single Christian.
Okay.
And it kind of has like single Black female vibe to it. It's a thriller. And you don't quite know what it's about, but then you, as you're watching it, you're like, oh, I like the angle or the approach that they took. So that's a one you may want to check out. You'll probably find it on Tubi or something. So if you're looking for just like good Christian content that's kind of out of the box, honestly, Tubi has a lot of good Christian movies. There's one too. We watch a lot of A.R. White films. He does a lot of great action movies. We actually, one of them is on Netflix, and it actually has Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. We were like, okay, Cuba. I don't know if Cuba Christian or not, but if he does or not, but he was like, I'll do it. So, but it was an action movie, like literally they're like shoot 'em up, bang bang, action. And so I was like, oh, but it was really good. So we've been doing that a lot. For me personally, I have been on this journey where I am trying to learn about as many different AI platforms as possible. So first of all, learn about what they do and how they work. And then also figure out if it's something that will help me in my personal endeavors or to expedite my business or what have you. And if they can work together, how they can work together. So I kind of, you know, try it out. And then think of like one word to describe what a superpower is and what I would primarily use it for. So if I need something to help me primarily with like automating workflows, or if I need something to kind of help me strategize and implement certain things, like it's a lot of different tools out there. And so I think right now in this season, a lot of people are either consumed by AI or overwhelmed and afraid by it. So I think if you're able to just take one step at a time in learning something about it, you might be surprised mm-hmm. that it can really help you. You
it
know?
Can.
And I don't think we should be afraid of it taking over. I know a lot of people like AI's taking jobs. You know, I think at the end of the day, as long as we have heart, soul, mind, the Holy Spirit, that cannot be produced or duplicated by AI, you know? So I consider it a tool, like I consider anything else a tool to help me do whatever God has called me to do better and more efficiently and more effectively. So
yes.
That's what I've been consuming as well, or learning about and studying. So those are our top picks, good people.
Yes. All Thank right. you guys for joining us for yes. the season 13 premiere. Yes.
We got and a good season for y'all. I'm excited.
Yes, we've got some new merch coming out. So be on the lookout. And just if you want to support us, go to our website at becomingevatoday.com and be on the lookout for some new merch coming soon.
Yes.
And thank you so much for all of the subscribers yes. on YouTube.
Yes,
those numbers keep growing. So thank you for the love and support. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, be sure to subscribe. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Becoming Eva Today. And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.